All right. I went this whole time without talking about this one thing that is very prominent when it comes to women and why they do this. So let me talk about it. My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod. Y'all already know this season I'm focusing on thoughts men have about the things women do, the things women say, and how women think. And this one right here usually leads to a lot of arguments when it comes to social media, but today we're not arguing. Today we're just stating what needs to be done to be better. And we're taking ownership and we're taking accountability through this one, okay? I know this might ruffle y'all feathers, ladies. It's okay. But the more you realize, oh, yes, this is me. Oh, yeah, I do that too. Then we can start correcting. But as long as you're denying, shit's not about to get fixed. Okay? Today I want to talk about why do women keep choosing the wrong man? If we know so much and we have this inner person, this inner intuition, this gut feeling about things, why we never have a gut feeling about the men we choose, but we like them in our guts? Okay, make it make sense. Okay, does 1 + 1 = 2 or nah? Okay, why do we lack boundaries? Why do we match a man that we don't need with immaturity in ourselves? Why are we allowing our pussy to do the choosing? Okay. If you don't have enough self-confidence to know that this person and their character and the ways that they do things is something that you shouldn't be dealing with, but you are still pursuing them or allowing them to pursue you, that says something about what you think about yourself, okay? I'm talking about that self-esteem. That self-esteem has to be low, because if it was high, they wouldn't even be in your vision to see, to acknowledge, okay? It would have been a no from the jump. Is it a lack of self-dedication that you have for yourself? Do you not know what you want to do for your future? Do you know what you want to do in 5 years? Do you know what you want your life to look like in 10 years? Okay. I think it's very easy for women to sit and tell men, oh, you know, you're not ambitious enough to talk to me, or you don't make enough money to talk to me, or what do you even do? I need to know that before you talk to me. What do you do? What do you do? What are you working on? What are your goals looking like? Where do you work? Do you love what you do? Right? Do you own anything? Can you financially take care of yourself, or do you need someone else to? If women can sit and straightforward ask men after they ask themselves, this girl looks pretty. And then he might ask you, hi, how's your day going? May I have your name? And you hit him with, do you pay bills? Girl. It's giving charity. It's giving houseless. It's giving, I'm looking for a handout. It's giving, you have a price on your body, your acknowledgement, your time. And you know, we do have a price when it comes to our time with jobs. But when it comes to meeting people and learning people and just getting to know who they are, not necessarily, if I talk to you, you're going to marry me. If I talk to you, we're definitely going to date. Like, I think a lot of women and their attitudes rub men the wrong way, and then that makes men more superficial in how they come across women. because women are being rubbed the wrong way by men, and men are getting verbal cues from women and physical cues from women that they don't appreciate something genuine. So why would they do it? So there's a lot of miscommunication happening. But if you're a woman and you know what you want for yourself and you know what you want for your future, there are certain men you wouldn't even acknowledge. There are certain men you wouldn't even deal with. There are certain men that wouldn't be even able to taste or smell your body. Okay? What are your talents? Do you have any talents? What in your upbringing told you it was okay to date and talk to these men, to allow these men to partake in your body? What keeps you self-motivated? Okay? And for some women, a lot of why they deal with any man that comes across their path is this need to keep up for society. You know, women get tired of society saying, that's why you ain't got no man. That's why you ain't got this. First of all, nobody has anybody. If you're in a healthy relationship, you should be two people or three people deciding to deal with the people that you're dealing with, okay? This fear of being alone has a lot of women choosing anybody just so somebody can't say they don't have nobody. And I'm sorry, having anybody instead of having nobody is not a stunt. It's not a brag. It's not what you think it is. I would rather be single for 3 more years than to just have anybody around my aura, than to just have anybody partaking in my body, just to have anybody around my children. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Like, you have to get to a point where you set the standard, where you check the character. This fear of being alone cannot be why you keep choosing wrong, or you're choosing anybody, or he makes enough money to give me money and take care of himself. I'll just sit here until I actually see somebody that I want. There's a lot of men and women doing that too. There's a lot of men and women using people as a leapfrog. And when men have low self-esteem, they allow women to do that. When men clearly see that a woman is cheating, they still stick around. They still do shit. You allow women to do that. You have to set a boundary. If the character you want in a man is not apparent, stop trying to build a bear, sis. Emotionally, if you cannot control your urges, then no one should emotionally have access to what's not in your control. You have TV, you have reality shows, and you have music that's pushing this thrill of this mischievous love, this bad boy love. Can you grow the fuck up? Can you mature in life? Because I'm a lover of mob movies. I'm a lover of drug documentaries. I'm a lover of, you know, people who have done some illegal things in order to make money and create a community of people who also made money. But I've also saw the end of all of those movies and documentaries. And it's never working out the best in everybody's position. It's never worth it if you gotta have protective services over your family all the time. It's never worth it if you can't go on vacation without someone coming for your neck. It's never worth it if you can't trust anybody. It's never worth it if you're not ever mentally allowed to have peace. So this whole idea of dating a bad boy and not wanting the other things that comes with it is ignorant to me. Today, this generation of young people think they have to have chaos in order to have a diamond in the end of a relationship. And surprise, sorry, I have to tell you, you don't need it. This idea of struggle love until we get rich or live good doesn't have to be a thing. We don't have to partake in being at the lowest, the bottom of the bottom, in order to be better. We don't have to go through life with our mouths shut when we have people around us who are willing to help. It's unnecessary. But the reality is, if we had enough women doing their self-work, a lot of women wouldn't pick wrong. It's like seeing cooked food fall from a plate onto the dirt and wondering if it's still edible. If your filter was healthy, you would know it ain't nothing you can do about that food in the dirt. It's gone now. There would be no question if this could work. There would be no question of maybe I can save it. But the reality is, for a lot of women, your filter has been fucked up. Spending time with yourself is something you need to do if you are not in a relationship, or even if you just broken up with people. Do you spend enough time with yourself? What does that look like? Are you reading? Are you learning anything new? Are you traveling? Are you going somewhere new? Maybe a cooking class, maybe a pottery class, maybe an art class, something for you. Everything y'all do, you don't have to take somebody with you to do it. There are too many men and women who are grown needing somebody to come with them to the gym, needing somebody to come with them to this pottery class, needing somebody to come with them on this vacation, needing somebody to come with them to their doctor's appointment. You don't need nobody. You enough by yourself. After you break up with people, do you reinvest in yourself? A lot of people don't even reinvest in themselves. Their version of reinvesting in themselves is putting on a tight dress, not wearing no drawers, spraying some perfume, tossing on a wig, putting on a face full of cake makeup, and going to look for who's good enough to fuck them today. You're not healing anything. You're covering up a lot of shit. When I break up with people, my idea of being better from that is not calling the next man I know. It's not an easy fuck. It's not, oh, let me go on a dating app and talk to any man on there just so I could get some attention. A lot of y'all mistake attention for intention. A lot of these men have no intentions for you. They just want to know if you're easy enough to get what they want. They want to know how gullible you are in order for them to get what they want. They want to know how stupid you are to believe the words that they text or they say. After I broke up in June with who I was talking to, he needed to get himself right, right? And me personally, I'm not going to step in the way of any black man's betterment. I'm just not. Please get better. Okay? And if it means you do not need to be in a relationship while you get better, please do so. Self-care. Got it. Love it. Okay? But since June, I've been heavy working out. But what's so crazy is I told him, come July, I'm going to be heavy working out regardless. So I didn't even know we were going to break up in June, but I kept my word to myself. I knew what I was going to be doing with my year. So in July, I ran 40 miles with some friends. I'm eating better. I changed my diet. August, I started riding my bike more. Doing another running challenge with friends. September, I did 51 miles that month. I did my yearly biometric screening so I can know where I'm at medically, what my numbers look like. Make sure I'm not stressed out. And if my numbers are not correct, making sure I have what I need to make my numbers correct. Making sure I'm eating what I need to make my numbers correct. A lot of women are concerned with their outer, but not their inner. Who cares what your outer looks like if your inner is fucked up? And when I say your inner, I'm talking about your spirit. How you love yourself? How you care for yourself? Do you really have peace? Are you faking peace? Okay? What are we in? We're in October. I'm doing another Nike challenge. I think it's 31 miles for Walktober. This challenge is Baylor's. I'm at 22.9 miles right now. I got 2 more weeks in this month left. I'm going to get it done. But I'm on my own type of time. I'm not really focused on why this or why we can't do this or making myself being a relationship somebody knows they're not ready for. They're not prepared for. They're not good for. And that's why I tell people all the time, like, your breakup doesn't have to be nasty. Your breakup doesn't have to be because somebody was lying. Your breakup doesn't have to be because someone physically did something to you. Sometimes people don't know how to be better with people. Sometimes people's getting better is a solo mission. And who the fuck am I to get in the way of somebody's solo mission? Taking supplements and rest and getting rest so I could be better is something I've been on. I'm off today. It's a fucking Monday. PTO me. No work emails will be checked today. I'll see y'all hoes tomorrow. I took my time at the gym this morning. My kids don't even know I'm off today. It is very quiet in my house. I'm halfway naked talking to y'all. Potting. This is self-care. This is something for me. But if you are constantly picking the wrong people, ending up depleted from people, break that cycle of not knowing what you need. I don't have time to be sad about what is it and what I want. I'm not worried about hopping on the next man that looks my way. I love me enough to know I can take my time. You know what I'm saying? I cannot miss by making myself better. I cannot miss by having a better mindset. I cannot miss by having a better body. I cannot miss by having better health. I cannot miss by having a better spirit. The better women get, the best is all she would accept. And a lot of men know that, which is why a lot of women who are not in their best mind, who are not the healthiest, for some reason, they're always in a relationship. I wonder why. Because if you are someone who doesn't want to be better, you're not going to be in a relationship with someone who wants to be better because they're going to be a constant reminder of what you're not doing. Let me say that one more time. If you are someone who wants to be better, you are not going to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't want to be better because it's going to annoy you. It's going to frustrate you. Because if you love somebody and you care about somebody and you're getting better, you do not want them to fall behind. So sometimes in relationships, a man who's not at his best is going to be attracted to a woman who's not at her best either because she can't tell him shit. And he can't tell her shit. And so they can be in this illusion of everything's all good together. If I am bettering myself, if I am watching what I'm eating, if I am taking care of my kids, if I am prioritizing what I need to do, bills, what's coming up next month, what I like to do after work, how do I take care of my body? It doesn't make sense for me to talk to a man who's unhealthy. It doesn't make sense for me to talk to a man who doesn't go to his doctor's appointments. It doesn't make sense for me to talk to a man who has multiple kids and doesn't take care of any of them, doesn't show up for any of them. It doesn't make any sense to talk to a man who cannot prioritize his life. Who you are with is a mirror of what you're doing and what you're not doing. So if you are single and you are bettering yourself, a lot of times you're not going to get a lot of men who will approach you because from the outside looking in, you look like you don't play. You look like you about shit. You look like you on top of your shit. And a lot of men see that as, I can't walk up to her looking like this. I can't step to her and ask for her time and my life is not together. She deserves X, Y, and Z. Look how she takes care of her hair. Look how she takes care of her nails. Look how she dresses. Look at what she's driving. Look at where she lives. She's consistent. Every day I look up, she in here. Same time, same place. She always has a smile on her face. I can't even think about the last time I smiled. The only way a man opposite of how you treat yourself will have the confidence to even walk up to you is if they see a loophole. If they think you're stupid. If they see that you're lacking and slacking in some area in your life and you're weak. But when you're on top of your shit, a man who feels like, I can handle all of that. I'm confident. I'm consistent. My shit is together. I take care of myself. I'm in good health. She would be a good partner. She would be good for this. I take care of my kids just like she take care of her kids. I love myself. She loves herself. I can see it. I hear how she talks to people. So I don't understand why women wouldn't make themselves better. There's no con in that. Like, we have to stop being in a rush for our lives to look like something that it ain't. Stop being in a rush for your life to look like something that it isn't. People out here posting on the gram, relationships be garbage. Marriage looks great from the outside. It looks cute from the outside. But in reality, the chemistry in that marriage been dead. They don't even sleep in the same room. He goes as he wants at night. She goes and comes as she wants at night. They're maintaining a lifestyle to look like something. Having kids with the wrong person who does not support you like you deserve is trash. Trust me, I have two kids. I love my kids, but would I go back and have my kids with who I had my kids with? No. I would rather have had my kids with a man that would support me regardless of us being together or not, the way I feel like I should be supported as a mom. I feel like I'm doing 80% of parenting, sometimes 95% of parenting, and they meeting me with 2%, 5%. So a lot of time, my day-to-day frustration is not because I'm frustrated with other things. It's because I'm doing more than I know I should be doing. I'm showing up a lot more than I know I should be showing up. But that was also my choosing. And I have to own that. And a lot of women are not owning their choosing of the men they had kids with. And women have to stop thinking marrying a man won't make you a single mom one day, because it can happen. It is not foolproof. I'm not in no rush to be married to no man. I don't have a save a bitch complex in me. I know what it's like to be married to the wrong person. I've seen it. I hear how married men talk about their wives and talk about their bitches on the side. I'm not in no rush. Trust me. I don't look at marriage how a lot of people look at marriage. I'm on chance time. And you have to be a woman out here smart enough to find your own gauge in this life. Build yourself up. Spend time solo. Date yourself or date your friends. What is it about you that you need to fix about yourself? Is it your attitude? Is it your mindset? Is it your compassion for people? Are you even ready for the right man? And do you even know what the right man looks like? For you. Not for your friend. Not for your sister. Not for that celebrity on TV. Your prayer for what you need in your life cannot be anybody else's prayer. Mr. Right Now for a lot of people is, let me fill this void I have in my life so no one can say I'm single. Mr. Right Now has nothing to do with being with the right person for a lot of women. Mr. Right Now is you'll do for right now. Which is crazy because that's another form of manipulation. I would never ever want a man to feel like he was it for me if he was never it. I'm sorry. I'm not. It's not about your feelings, but it's about truth over here. Okay? If you want to be reliable to people, you deserve someone who can be reliable for you. Any selfish, aggressive, or spiteful behaviors you peep with who you date, find the nearest exit. Financially, get yourself together so you aren't relying on a man to make your life easier. Okay? Financially, would I like an ease in that department? Yes. But am I willing to do anything and everything for a man that I don't like, that I don't respect, for the sake of the fact that he gives me money? No. But I know a lot of women that will do it. I know a lot of women that will do it. Okay? Self-sufficient women who do their work attract men who do nothing but elevate their life. And that's how I'm raising my daughters. Can you go far with a pretty face? Yes. Is it going to sustain you in life? No. Your attitude has to also be pretty. The way that you think has to also be beautiful. Your confidence level has to be high. But your work ethic also has to be high. But a self-sufficient woman who does her work will attract a man who will do nothing but elevate her life because he knows not to waste her time. In everything in life, I feel like self-discipline is like the beginning and the end of everything. We will always have desires and beautiful wants as women. We want a thoughtful man, and we want a man who's a protector. But we want a man who loves and respects himself also. Because a man who loves and respects himself is not going to disrespect anything else that he loves. The math has to be mathing. The man who honors the people who believe in him will lead to people who are around him that care about him who don't have to second guess who he is or what he will do or what his integrity is. We have to keep healthy boundaries always, regardless of the fact that I haven't been fucked since February. I would love to cuddle up to somebody that I actually like. You know how much self-discipline that takes? Because it is not hard for women to get a man that wants to deliver Wang. It's not hard. I know who and where I could be in order to get that. But I just don't have a want for a man who does nothing for me mentally, who I don't see a future with. I don't have a want for a man. You are now listening to another Shambi Potting podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambipotting.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambi Potting Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potting, hashtag Shambi Potting, TikTok, Twitter, IG.
and the website, shambipotten.com. Now back to the show.
And to use his body. But a lot of men will. And that's why for a lot of women, it seems like, oh, I could always be in a relationship. I could always find someone. Yes, you can. Because you're easy. And your filter is fucked up. That's why. It's beyond what you look like. It's beyond what you're thinking. Stop blaming men and make better choices. Stop staying silent and praying about wrongs you never created, because discernment is everything. If a man needs to develop his character to be better, back the fuck up and let him develop his character to be better, because he ain't gonna do nothing but wreck your life. He ain't gonna do nothing but disappoint you. I don't want to be with the man I got to babysit. I don't want to be with the man I got to check your phone. I got to check your location. I don't want to be with the man where I'm sitting up being proud about somebody who's embarrassing me in my absence. I don't want to post a man on social media who's not really sure about himself, let alone sure about me. But a lot of women will. A lot of women do every day. And so for some of y'all, it'd be your husbands that embarrass you. Somebody you took a vow with. So do y'all work. Women pick wrong because they're immature, because they have a lot of self-work to do, and they're in denial of it, because a man gives you things. A man gives you money. You get to travel. You get to look cute. I'm not into that superficial bullshit. I'm not into what a man could buy me if he really doesn't give a fuck about me. I don't want my kids to see me with someone who's not 110% sure. So yeah, that's why women pick wrong. They're running away from their self-work. My name is Shan. Don't fight with me. Fight with your mom. You can find me at shambipotten.com. The Shambi Potten spot is where the merch is. You can also donate to the show. Subscribe on every platform. Don't be afraid to leave a review on Spotify. I appreciate you. Till next time, okay? Because I'm sure I'll find another question.